Hello and welcome to this episode of the ESG Fitness Podcast. Today you're going to learn, there are three topics today. The first one is how to change your life. Just a quick one to get us started, to get us, ease us into the podcast. Then I'm going to talk about how I plan, a little bit self-indulgent this episode. I don't normally talk that much about my own training, but anyway, I'm going to talk about how I plan to get in my best shape ever over the next 3 months. And then the third thing is definitely the part you want to stick around for. So these are probably the wisest words about weight loss I've ever heard. They're directly from one of my clients, and you're going to want to hear them and probably save this and listen back to it. Okay, so let's start with how to change your life. People often think that you need to change something drastic, like move country or change your job or something like that, but actually you don't. What's way more impactful are the small, seemingly insignificant things that you do daily, right? It's not the amazing trip to Bali or the, huge life event. You can actually change your life by considering what you do every day. And the reason that that's so impactful is because most of your days are average. Most of your days aren't the amazing trip or the big life event. Most of your days are your average, by definition, mundane, normal days. So how do you make those a little bit different? How do you let the compounding work for you? So these are six things that I would consider. Number one, you could read before bed rather than scrolling on your phone. Number two, consider how you greet your partner when they get home. That can have a huge impact on your whole relationship. Also, side note on relationships, I knew this was going to happen. I was like, I'll keep this really succinct and then already have something else to say. So today is Sunday. On a weekend when I'm back home, I always, if my parents are also back home, because they're probably just as busy as I, in fact, they probably travel even more than I do. Anyway, when I know that they're home, I try and take one of them out for coffee. And I do this purposely because you get way better conversation when you are in environment, as opposed to just when I go back to the house, which is nice. We have very different conversation and everyone is always slightly distracted, right? If you take people out of that environment and it's one-on-one as opposed to like a group conversation, you get such different real and deep and like meaningful conversation. So anyway, after this, I'm taking my dad out for coffee. Why was that relevant? I don't know. But anyway, number three is choosing to do a 30-minute workout rather than watch another episode of blah, favorite TV show. It could be spending 10 minutes in the morning planning your day, because that is the difference between going into your day proactively or reactively. Now, when you extrapolate that out, if you do that every day, that is the difference. Those 10 minutes are the difference between going into your life proactively or reactively, like reacting to whatever happens to you versus having the ability to respond to what happens to you in a way that you want to. That's the key to kind of living a life in line with your values. The fifth thing, walking if the journey is under 10 minutes rather than driving. Again, quite small, but compounds over time. And then another thing, people snack all the time. Snacking on fruit, that's your rule. Snack on fruit when you're hungry instead of cereal bars or something. Doing all of the above will change your life. Like if you commit to doing that for a year, that will change your life. If you think carefully about how you want to spend your time, like little pockets of time each day, really doesn't have to take more time. This is why I'm always reiterating to people that, when I've got more time, I'll change that part about my life I don't like, or I'll get in shape, or I'll work towards that goal. You can be doing it now. And it doesn't have to be this huge thing. Actually, just doing those six things will massively improve your life. And it's what you do on those normal everydays. That's what really shapes your wife. Your wife and also your life. Right, okay, moving into the second part, which is I've decided to give myself 3 months to get in real good shape, and I thought I'd share what I will be doing. And I rarely document my own training, but I'm going to show you exactly what I'll be doing because I want you to see how simple it is, right? The basics work for a reason. Stop looking for quick fixes. So from where I am now, which isn't a million miles away, right? I've not really had that much mojo for having a specific goal for the last, I would say, like almost a year probably. On and off, I'll have little parts where I'm like, oh yeah, I really want to do that. But broadly, I would say about a year, like I've had different focuses. And to be honest, like this is what long-term, lifelong maintenance looks like. You're not always going to have a specific goal. You're not always going to be really highly motivated and driven towards it. And then you might be, but in just different areas of your life, right? You can't be really driven towards everything all the time. And that's completely normal and fine. But anyway, I kind of got my mojo back, so I thought I'll capitalize on this. In regards to nutrition, like I said, I'm not a million miles away, right? So from where I am now, I don't track anyway. I follow the 3-to-1 method. All I'm going to do, because I want to be in about 200 calorie surplus, I've been like bopping around the same kind of like body composition for a while. So all I'm going to do is add 200 calories. So you might be thinking, oh, well, how will you do that if you're not tracking? How will you know exactly how many calories you're having? Well, the truth is, I won't, and it doesn't matter. But given that my weight's been relatively stable, I'm simply going to add something that I know is about 200 calories. So this for me is going to be from a shake featuring some banana and oats. Now, the first time I do that, I'll probably track it, so I know it's roughly 200 calories. And then, hey, shockingly, the calories aren't going to change in that day to day, so I don't really need to be tracking it, right? And it's an easy add-on, you know, I'm not changing my whole diet, I'm not overwhelming myself with anything. It's literally just like, okay, cool, slightly different goal. I've definitely not been getting enough protein and I need to bump up my calories a little bit. What's going to do both of those things? Bam, easy, shake, banana, some oats, go. So, too long didn't read or rambled on too long, I will be adding 200 calories in the form of a protein shake and some fruit. And actually, side note to that, I was like, oh yeah, maybe I'll just blend in the banana. Maybe I will, because actually a banana in a shake is quite nice, makes it quite thick. But normally I'm quite a big advocate of eating your fruit, not like juicing it or blending it, because you just get so much more satiety from that. Anyway, next part, training. I like to go to the gym every day. It helps with my mood, with my concentration, with managing ADHD tendencies. And most of these sessions are about 20 minutes. I've shared them previously. If you're on Commit 6, you have access to them all. What I'm going to do is swap 2 to 3 of these per week for 40 to 60 minute workouts. So something where I can push myself a little bit more, where I'm going to exhaust the muscle a little bit more, and where I'm actually going to stimulate more muscle growth. So in those sessions, I'll also push to absolute failure, probably add in some drop sets. Normally, my emphasis is kind of on like, stimulate, don't annihilate. That's how I can train every single day and not overtrain. But with these, I'm going to go for annihilate, not stimulate, or stimulate and annihilate. So I'll share some of them in the Commit 6 group. I actually shared one today, but that'll be yesterday. So, you know, if anyone's tried that arm workout, it's hard and it's very spicy, but it's very enjoyable. Still feel like I've got an endorphin rush from that yesterday, actually. And I'm in the position. I can't actually remember the last time I felt like this, but when you're really in the zone for the gym, you're just buzzing for it and really motivated. Like, I'm sore from yesterday, but I'm like, can't wait to get back in. I wonder what body part I could, like, push myself and train really hard today, because, one, I've got a bit more time because it's the weekend, and two, I just want to, and I want that feeling again. So anyway, I think I'm going to train maybe chest. Right, and then the most important part that most people forget, recovery. Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty important. The most underrated aspect of building muscle. So I want to get at least 7 hours of sleep, which means for me, going to bed at 10:30 latest, which is probably going to be the hardest thing out of all of these things. But it's very doable, you know, so it's hard, but like, why not? absolutely capable of doing that. So I will be doing that. And that's it. That's it. That's what I'll be doing for the next 3 months. Nothing, you know, nothing crazy. Just consistently doing that. And we'll see where I get to. Okay. This is the juice of the podcast. I've just rambled a little bit and hopefully some of that was somewhat useful. But this is the real juice. So I asked one of my clients in her check-in to reflect on her weight loss goal. And genuinely, the response blew me away. These are all of her words. And everyone, I mean everyone who has ever struggled with weight loss should hear this. So if, you know, forward this episode to everyone you know that's ever struggled with weight loss, which unfortunately is probably like 95% of the people that you know. So she says, my overall, by the way, I asked her if I could share this and she did agree. I don't just randomly read out people's private check-ins. Anyway, she says, my overall goal is to lose 14 kilograms to take me into a healthy BMI range. I did a little journaling around why I want to achieve this and I've come up with the following. One, I want to feel full of energy. I want to feel strong and confident. I want to feel less frumpy. I want to feel more attractive. I want to enjoy shopping again. I want to be clear-headed. I don't know if she's actually made up that word. Is that word clear-headed? Anyway, it's very good. I want to have the confidence to try new things and to go on adventures. I want to be independent and able to look after myself when I'm older. I want to be healthy. I want to be able to travel and visit my daughters wherever they are. I want to know that I am taking care of myself. What I want revolves around how I want to feel, and I realize that I can feel these things regardless of my weight. However, I can't feel these things if I am not taking care of myself. Overeating means I feel heavy and dull and have no energy. Regular strength training makes me feel strong and gives me confidence to push myself a little further in other areas. Good sleep makes me less cranky and makes me a better person, which makes me feel good. So yes, I want to lose weight for my health, but that seems so far off, and by setting that as a goal, I lose sight of the little things that can make me feel the way I want to feel right now. Bit of a waffle, but don't know how to put this into words. I mean, I think she articulated that absolutely beautifully, especially that last part. Anyway, that's Sharon. She's 53 today. Happy birthday. I am so proud that I get to coach such an incredible woman. And if I am anything like you and have achieved anything like you've achieved at 53, I will be extremely happy. I very much hope that you've enjoyed this episode. And if you have, please tag me and share. And I just think that's such a impactful message that's just been shared via me from Sharon. So if you know anyone that needs to hear that, please do send them this episode. Have a lovely day. Bye.